League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We know that we've gotten several messages about voicing an opinion on everything that's been going on. This show is a political free zone. It always has been. It always will be.
Yeah.
So we're acknowledging, we see your messages, we understand, but we are choosing to not speak out on anything going on right now.
Yeah.
We understand that's going to make some people unhappy.
For sure. The show is light and fluffy, and that's the way we want to keep it. We want it to be an escape for people and someplace they can come. And at the end of the day, take your time to digest your feelings on what's going on and show one another some kindness and some grace.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You're saying no. Let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
I told him.
You did.
I told him. Yesterday, Wendy had Fisher's birthday party, and he was eating a cupcake with blue icing, and I said, enjoy the green poop tomorrow, bruh.
And guess what? Mike just sent me a picture of the toilet paper that is greenish blue. You are a doctor.
I am. I am a medical professional.
Dr. Spencer.
Amongst so many things.
You know, I can appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a very good party, though. Well done.
It was a great
good party. Job, mama.
Listen, I love throwing a party now. I love a party. And if y'all have kids that are like of walking age, I'm telling you now, get yourself a water slide and the Kona ice truck. And That's all you need. The kids, A, it's a win-win for a parent because the kids don't even come in the house usually.
Yeah.
And B, my kid was so tired last night. So I ran a bath and Mike usually does bedtime. Like I'll tell Fisher goodnight, say his prayers, and then Mike will lay with him. I kid you not, I ran my bath. I stepped in the tub and literally I stepped in and Mike came in the bathroom and he was like, well, that was easy. I'm like, he's already asleep? He's like, yeah, he's out. Like he was done.
He was so tired.
Yeah, he skipped nap and his little eyes couldn't stay open. He was like closing them yesterday, trying so hard because he was so excited about all his presents. But bless, he was so tired. Oh, but we get to celebrate next week at the beach for his actual birthday.
There you
so,
go.
You know, he'll have a whole nother round to go.
Right. Do you guys do anything for him, like at the beach, like a little party there with family or whatever?
We go to dinner and then, we'll get cupcakes and then let him blow out a candle. Yesterday, it was so windy that the candle wouldn't stay lit. So we sang happy birthday to him.
Was it windy yesterday?
Yeah, like on the porch. I had the fan going outside and then the wind was blowing. So I was like, well, he kind of got to do it, but we'll do like the actual birthday celebration there and then we'll go to dinner and then just let him feel special. Maybe I'll give him a yes day. I've never done that.
What's a yes day?
There's a movie.
You just say yes to everything?
Yes, there's a movie. Okay. And then, parents give their kids like a yes day and you say yes to everything. So I think he's old enough now.
I feel like
now.
That's a dangerous game.
With my child, absolutely it's a dangerous game. Like I can only imagine what he's going to ask for.
Right. Like that could go south real quick.
It could be very expensive. Fisher's taste? Oh, God.
What was that?
I have no idea. Something just blew up in my house, but it's fine. The room is good. We're good.
We are solid.
We're good.
Well, there was an earthquake last night in South Carolina.
I saw online.
Yeah, like a 3.4 or something, which...
People felt it in Charlotte, right?
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. I saw that it could feel upwards like in Charlotte.
Oh, I don't know.
Weird.
Somebody on TikTok had like a camera in their house. And so they showed the video and you see everything. It almost looked like their island lifted off the ground. It was crazy.
What? Did you say the TikTok? I need to see it. Did you say
it's probably, I can probably find it.
Find it. Yeah. I want to see that. That's wild.
Very wild. But yesterday I started So there's an Amazon series called The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes, I want to watch that. It was filmed here, right? Or in Wilmington.
Wilmington, yeah. So filmed in Wilmington. It's based off a series of books.
Yes.
Three books.
Yep.
I have never ordered something on Amazon so fast.
Really?
Because I watched the, and I know it's like they're young adult books.
Yeah.
But like the show really showed a lot of the relationship of the moms too. Okay. And like their friendship and stuff. So it was just a good story.
I've heard good stuff about it.
I watched all 7 episodes yesterday.
Did you?
Yes. It was so good. And so I ordered the books because there's 3 books.
Mm-hmm.
And the first series or the first season of the show only covers the first book.
Oh, okay. So they're going to do multiple seasons for each book?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So I need to know.
You got to read them.
Because it left off at this cliffhanger and I'm like, okay, what is she going to do?
Oh, I need to watch that. And then also the HBO Max one about the makeup. What's it called? You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You don't?
The makeup?
Yeah, there's one that's like about dirty makeup, basically. All of our makeup that we're using, and it's on HBO Max.
Oh, like a documentary?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? I don't, but
it's supposed to be like really good and make you like second guess using dirty products on your face.
Well, that's pretty much all of them. Except
great.
I have...
It's called Not So Pretty.
Okay.
And it says, want to know the ugly truth about beauty.
All right.
And it tells you like...
I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I want to watch it tonight.
So Ilia mm-hmm. is a clean makeup brand that I love. I have never used a mascara that I love more than theirs. And then I started recently using Kosas
mm-hmm.
and they're another clean makeup brand and their products are awesome.
So oh, okay.
I can feel a little bit better knowing that I have a couple products
yeah.
that I don't have to immediately throw away.
Well, yeah, right. You're on the right track. I do like try to think about what I'm putting on my skin. And then I went to Of Me last week for uh-huh. a hydrofacial and she like sucked everything out of my pores, which have you ever had a hydrofacial?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I hadn't either and it's wild. But anyway, I was getting some products there. And also, so I got this new product to help fade my dark spots, like my pigmentation uh-huh. or whatever. But also Dime Beauty has that blue facial oil I mm-hmm. swiped up on MB's. I think she's the one that finally got me. And Dime Beauty is clean too, right? And
I think so.
Love that stuff. Like the blue facial oil.
Uh-huh.
I put it on at night. And then sometimes I'll put it on under my makeup. And I know this is a terrible word, but it is so moist, like on your face. Moist.
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me either, but I have a friend that gags when I say it.
No, I feel like we're adults.
Moist.
We can say moist.
Okay. Well, it just makes your face feel like so dewy and moist, and it's so nice. Moist.
Well, it's like Hailey Bieber's thing is that you have to go to sleep looking like a glazed donut.
You have to.
And I'm here for that. Okay, have you ever been to Erewhon, like out in California?
Erewhon?
Erewhon. Like the stores.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
I've been out to California several times because I've got family out there, but I've never been to an Erewhon. And now I like want to go because all I hear about is Erewhon.
I've never ever heard that.
Oh, it's having, Erewhon is having a moment and you'll pay like $82 for, you know, some gluten-free dumplings. But
I won't, but you know.
But she has a custom smoothie. It's the Hailey Bieber glazed strawberry glazed donut smoothie and it's $18 for a smoothie.
Okay, I would do that. Clean juices like that over by my work. I spend $18. Yes.
On a juice?
Go. Have you ever been?
No.
To clean juice? Go.
I mean, I've paid over, like $10 for a juice.
Mm-mm. You're all over $16 for it. I love them though. And I get mine with ice in it and like, oh my God, it's so good. Now I'm gonna have to get that tomorrow.
Great, I can't $20. Do that for a juice. I will pay more for a smoothie because I feel like it gives me more substance. So like I'll feel full from it for a little while.
Yeah.
A juice ain't going to do shit for me.
Really?
Besides give me the runs. So.
Oh, true. And I get a little bit of cayenne in it. So you do the math.
Yeah.
No. Wait, did you know that your butthole has the same taste receptors that your tongue does? That's why it burns when you poop. If you eat something spicy.
Shut up.
Swear to God. I saw that the other day.
Huh.
Yeah. The more you know, look it up. I know people are Googling it right now. What? So go ahead and tell me I'm right. If you're in your car right now, listen to me like, yeah, girl, you're right.
It yep. can't have taste receptors.
It has the same type of receptor. That's like not like whatever the, let me look it up. Hold on. Let's just
Robbie's gonna kill me while you're looking this up. The other day he was like, this was a couple weeks ago actually, he like must have had like ate something bad and he had never had his butthole burn. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he was like, it hurts so bad. I was like, you've never had your butthole feel like you just lit a match and sat on it? Like, that, what a life you must lead to go 40 years without having a burning anus.
Right. Okay, science says anuses have taste receptors. Yeah. So it says that the 2013 taste receptors, the proteins are responsible for our ability to taste salty, sweet, and bitter foods. And they aren't just present on our tongues. They're finding them present all over the body from the mouth to the anus. Literally. There you have it.
So, like, technically you're tasting your shit.
I mean, I don't necessarily know that you can taste, I don't think you can like actually taste it. I think it's the sensor of like,
well, obviously, because I've salty. Never tasted my shit.
If you but if I imagine, peanuts, does it feel nutty?
No, but if I imagine, but if I imagine what poop tastes like,
Spencer, we ain't going
right. But I'm just saying like, I could imagine it,
peanut butter,
but I've never tasted poop.
I absolutely can't, and I feel like, wow. Okay.
You started it.
I'm sorry, okay, well, I did. You're right. I started it, and I'm ending it.
While we're on the topic of Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
So she launched her skincare company, was it last week or 2 weeks, ago?
Yeah.
Called Rode, mm-hmm. which is her middle name.
Yep.
And now she's getting sued over it.
Saw that.
But so she's getting sued by a clothing company called Shop Rode.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I'm just going to read you the Instagram post that they made about it.
Please.
So they only have clothing,
right?
No skincare,
nope,
of any kind. So they said on their Instagram, 9 years ago, we quit our jobs and founded Rode out of our apartment, creating a fashion company from nothing. We are two women entrepreneurs who met in college, built the Rode brand, and put years of hard work into our minority co-owned company. Today, we were forced to file a lawsuit against Hailey Bieber and her new skincare line that launched last week and that is using the brand Rode. We didn't want to file this lawsuit, but we had to in order to protect our business. We admire Hailey. She has worked hard and earned the ability to create her own skincare line. We don't want to sue Hailey. We want to celebrate her. As fellow women entrepreneurs, we wish her every success. Hailey could choose any brand for her skincare line. We have only the name brand name Rode that we've built. That's why we didn't sell her our brand when she asked 4 years ago and why we ask her now to change her skincare line's brand. Her using our brand, I mean, fucking, if I had a dollar for every time they say brand.
Right.
Her using our brand is hurting our company, our employees, our customers, and our partners. I'm not sure how it's hurting your customers.
Right,
but
that's a little dramatic.
We're confident in the lawsuit's outcome, but we hope Hailey will now understand the harm we're sure she never meant to cause and change her skincare line's brand. Thank you to everyone for valuing our vision and supporting us. And an interesting note, it turns out that Hailey actually trademarked Rode before they did.
Right.
Like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm sure by her coming to them, asking them for her brand, I would
assume...
She doesn't
want the brand. She wants the name.
Exactly.
Her name. That's also her name. What is it tied to them?
I don't think it has a... I mean, if it has like a personal tie, I don't think they've said it. But yeah, it's literally her name. It's her middle name.
Right.
She trademarked it before they did. That was the other thing. They're saying that she like, you know, they have it trademarked, blah, blah. Cool. Well, you might, but you can have...
Right.
She wouldn't have been able to get the trademark if it was going to be
an
issue.
It's not the same brand. You're not even in the same category as her. Like, she's skincare. Right. You're not. So it's not that big of a deal. I feel like this is one of those like smoke and mirror. Like, you want to create a little fire to get attention. And
I've never heard of Shop Rode. Have you?
Me either. No, I haven't. And
I have now.
I think it's right. And I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say it's hurting their employees and their customer. How is it hurting them? I don't understand. If anything, it's bringing light to your brand, because here's two new people plus all of our thousands of listeners that know it.
Right.
Like, what? Get out of here, girl. Sit down. You're being dramatic.
She just wanted to give her input.
But you know what? All Hailey Bieber's got to do is like voice her opinion on it. And then all of a sudden you've got a lot of followers now, sis. Like they're shopping your brand.
Right. And I hate to break it to you. She's not some nobody, you know, starting a brand out of her apartment, which like right. love the hustle.
Love it.
But she has a ton of money and mm-hmm. people behind her. Probably some of the best in the biz to help guide her.
I would think. Yeah.
I think she knows what she's doing. I don't think she's misstepping anywhere. Just a guess.
No. And also, again, you can have multiple people use the name Road. Like, right. you don't own the name Road. Maybe they need to tell her that.
I think people misunderstand what a trademark can actually do for you and how. I mean, remember when we were going through the process for swiping up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very convoluted and it complicated.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's also why we're not attorneys.
Right. Like, you know, not that smart.
we don't want to be attorneys, but props to those who are. But yeah, like stop being dramatic. And again, all it's doing is bringing light to you. You should want her to do it because y'all could have been like, oh, that's so cool. Like Hailey Bieber has her skincare line Road. That's kind of like ours. Look, let's be friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shot yourself in the foot on that.
I think it's almost one of those things where it would be worth the expense of the lawsuit for the publicity, for the brand publicity.
100%. And that's why they're being that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you know how many new people are going to have eyeballs on their business? And I think that's why they're
making a public statement on their Instagram. Yeah. Companies sue each other all the time and they never make a public Instagram post about it.
Like, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Your shop Road. Is that who you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Add that to the soundboard.
I know. I'm just, why are we fired up over this? Leave Hailey Bieber alone. Leave Road alone. Yes. Brats. Now I do, listen, okay, I shouldn't say brats, but I kind of do want to check out shop Road. I mean, apparently, at this point,
their stuff is very pricey.
It's expensive. Yeah, I've heard.
Yes.
So I've heard. And they have 200,000 followers. They're not no little small brand. Road is a lifestyle brand that brings global sensibility and joyful vibrance to your wardrobe and home. Be it near or far, join us. # on the road. Ah, that's cute. Oh, my God. You can literally buy a really cute dress and # on the road. R-H-O-D-E.
You're getting a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Listen, y'all, they have cute stuff. They really do. But still, that's annoying. That's just being annoying. You're being annoying.
It is annoying. I mean, it's almost as annoying as celebrities that keep making skincare lines. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, I love Hailey Bieber. Do you like Hailey Bieber? We've never really discussed.
I do like Hailey Bieber. I don't know really what makes her a skincare expert or why I would want her skincare line.
Her skin is bomb, but
okay, she's also like 22 or 25.
She's like 25, but you're right.
She's young. Mm-hmm. It's like I would never buy Kylie's skincare line. But I would try Road. Maybe I'd have to look at the ingredients. I was on TikTok. The dermatologist came up on my For You page and she was like, I'm not here to throw any hate. She's like, and I'm not even going to say the name. And she like leans to the side and you can see like part of the Kim Kardashian hyaluronic acid treatment that she has. And she flips it around to the ingredient list and she shows the only hyaluronic ingredient like way down
so
at
like
the bottom
the
of this
amount
of this long list. And she's like, this bottle cost you $90. She was like, this is my favorite. And it's literally water, hyaluronic acid. And she's like, this one's 36.
Right. If I'm buying something of medical grade skincare, I need it to damn near burn my face off. You know, I need it to really burn. I want to feel the hyaluronic acid working.
Yeah, I want to hear that sizzle.
I want it to sound like bacon frying on my face or I don't want it.
If I don't come out looking like a bird victim, I'm pissed.
Right. Like, but that's the thing. I mean, the Kardashians, they've made such a name for themselves. Man, they could sell their turd and people are swiping up on it.
Oh, it's her skincare. I think it's a 9-piece set. Like her skincare line.
How much does the whole line cost? Like $1,000, $2,000?
I think it's like $700 or something like that.
Well, I'm being a little overzealous, but people probably buy it up because she's got skin Right. That looks great, but so would I. If I had someone to come and like blow their hot breath and steam in my face every day and give me a facial, yeah, guess what? Same. My melasma probably wouldn't be so like rude.
Right.
My melasma's when you have
attention whore. When you're an actual billionaire and have all the money in the world, and I'm not a Kardashian hater, like I'm really not, but like, yeah. I'm also like, again, appreciate the hustle. I won't be buying your products.
Right.
Go peddle them to somebody else. That bless.
Sorry. Bless me. Thank you.
Okay. So this weekend
was a big weekend for us and for the peeps. Well, really, the royal wedding. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yes, of course. That's what I was going to talk about.
Spencer and I couldn't go because we had other stuff going on. I had Fisher's birthday party.
Right.
And,
you know. We had prior commitments, even though I don't have a child. I did RSVP yes to coming to.
And you showed up 2 hours late. But hey, you were literally was going to message you and be like, cool, thanks for like saying, yeah, you were going to come. And then I kid y'all not. No sooner than I thought that, I look out there and there comes her and Robbie. Just I'm like, wow, everybody's over. But here you are. But you know, we had a good time.
Listen, I was like, the family is all going to get there right at 2. Everybody's going to be like all excited and around and like.
Which was the opposite. The family stayed later. Like everybody came at 11:30 and the whole family.
Right. And any other birthday party I've ever come to, the family's there right at 2. And then it's just a lot. It's just a lot to take in. Everybody in the house. And I was like, we're just going to wait.
Pop on by a little bit later.
Right. Okay. We're going to come. We're going to hang out for a couple hours, like towards the end of the party.
It was good. We did.
And that was, yeah. I did catch Fisher at the tail end, though. He really needed to go to bed.
Oh, he had a temper tantrum. And I'm really glad you saw that firsthand because.
Oh, I said, thanks for the birth control.
Ooh, y'all. You know, when you can't make your kid happy, you ate a banana wrong. You cut the banana wrong. The cupcake wasn't the right color.
There was no pleasing him. He was screaming over his shoes. And then I brought him his shoes and he didn't want them.
No.
He kept screaming.
Right. So. Let me tell you what really ruins your day is starting a morning like that. Nothing sets the tone for your day more than that.
Wow.
You but know what?
I also have those days. So
same.
Sometimes well, there's just no pleasing me. But right. what would have really pleased me this weekend is if I could have been in Italy with our girl, the queen, Heather McMahon. That
obsessed with the wedding and the fireworks and the dress and like the whole trip.
Everything. I'm so happy for her that she got like her magical party. She worked her ass off and she wouldn't have been able to throw the same wedding
a couple years ago.
So
everything happens for a reason.
So thank goodness you were a COVID bride because now you're staying in a place, you know, after the wedding that's, you know, just a cool $3,000 a night.
Right. And you don't even have to worry about it.
I was like, I want to stay there. And then I looked it up and I said, I can't afford to stay there.
I can eat their free toast there. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
But. Literally the cheapest room is $1,700 a night.
Well, if you go in like quadruplesies with somebody, then you can do it for 1 hour.
Yeah, literally.
No, it looks
charged by the hour.
Yeah, you're like, hi, can I rent this for like 3 hours? Like, you mean days?
No.
Can I do like a $300? I have $300.
I'm going to come in and power nap and leave. Yeah,
I have $300. What can that get me? They're like, a bottle of wine. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, her dress. I loved her dress. I love the feathers. I thought it was so pretty. And she looked so amazing. Like, honest to God, she looked incredible.
Beautiful. Glowing. The wedding dress, beautiful. The party dress after the wedding, beautiful. But the rehearsal dinner dress for me, that custom red, water.
I think color.
I don't think that was the Waters dress. That was the dress that the Dallas dressmaker made for her, I think.
Okay.
And then Waters did, I think, the two white dresses.
Gotcha.
Whoever made the orange, pink, iridescent dress. Was literally a genius, brilliant. It was perfect for her body.
It looked great.
It was so pretty.
The color was nice on her skin.
And playful.
Her hair looked great.
Oh, yeah. The high pony.
She
love
did.
Love a high pony.
Yeah, we love a high pony moment. Not the one that I have currently, but this high pony is nothing to be compared with hers. However, she looked really good. She looked so happy. And now she just sees the babies. The little baby.
So cute. But she's living her best life and I'm just sad.
You know what's really annoying is that Bouge is in Italy right now and we could have been in Italy right now and Bouge could literally, she's literally in the same.
I know like six people that are in Italy right now and I'm like, if if none of you go and hunt down Heather McMahon for me, we are longer friends.
Right. Give us a little FaceTime. God. I know. Ugh. That's selfish of them. They should have at least dedicated one day to finding her.
Yeah, Booge.
Watch her stories, Booge. Find out where she's at, Booge.
She's not, Booge isn't even in the same country anymore.
No, she's back. Well, she might be back now. I don't know. She was at an airport earlier.
Back here?
No. Oh, is Heather back already?
No, Heather's not back.
Okay. Well, they're still there. Booge isn't back either.
That's what I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying Booge is back. I was like, I thought I just saw her in Germany or some
no,
shit.
No. She was in Amsterdam. Yeah. And then I think
going
she was
back to Italy.
I think so. But I'm not really sure. Booge is a freaking world traveler. It's so, so annoying.
Well, Booge, we're going to tell you to listen to this, and I need you to make your way to Lake Como. Okay. Thanks.
Ruin the honeymoon. Like, we don't care.
Right. Just pop on in there. You're rich now. Stay a night.
Right?
Making those manager dollars.
Sorry, I keep yawning. Not because it's boring. Listen, I'm just annoyed right now because it poured rain earlier and Fisher's first swim lesson got canceled. Poured. And I can't stop looking out the window, y'all. It's sunny and blue skies and his swim lesson was canceled. Yep. That's so annoying. Ugh. Anyways.
Yeah, Robbie thought his softball was going to get canceled, but I bet you they'll keep it on now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the internet is ablaze.
It is.
Mm-hmm. One more ways than one, but it's ablaze with the hunt for a woman by the name of Linda Skeens. Okay. Everybody wants to know who she is and where she is.
Okay. Who is this lady? Tell me more.
Why, you ask?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little thing called the Virginia Kentucky District Fair, and it's been around for a little over a century, and it includes a lot of baking and cooking contests.
Okay.
Well, everyone's trying to track down Linda Skeens because she dominated the fair. She won best cake, best pie, best brownies, best jelly, best jam, best applesauce, best apple butter, best pumpkin butter, best sauerkraut, best spaghetti sauce, and then her strawberry fudge won best overall baked good. She also placed first, second, and third in three baking categories, best cookies, best bread, and best candy.
I'll tell you where Linda is. She's at home cooking for her husband.
She's taking a nap.
Listen, dang.
She also, just for good measure, took all three spots, first, second, and third, in the embroidery.
Linda, do you sleep?
Literally, isn't that wild? But
loud,
like,
yeah. So, does she have like an Instagram?
No,
or
she's like anonymous. Nothing. Like nobody knows who she is.
Is this an older gal?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I mean, I need to know: are we looking for a granny? Or are we looking for a Jasmine? Like, yeah. Who? What are we looking for?
Yeah, like a pair. Like as of this morning, the fair is still struggling to track her down or even find a picture of Linda Skeens. Nobody knows.
Wow.
Isn't Linda, that weird?
Yeah, it is
a mystery for the ages.
Okay, listen, but you can't convince me that the internet are not going to find her because they can find anything. They can know your first cousin's brother's sister's boyfriend from second grade without a yearbook picture. So we need to find Linda Skeens. Skeens?
Yeah. Skeens. Skeens.
Okay. All right. So if we have any police officers or, I mean, don't get fired over this.
Right. Somebody needs to run a background
please
check.
Please imagine if we break the news and what she looks like. I will die. If you're listening to this, maybe we're going to release this tonight so we have a head start. We need to know. We need you to send her shot to us, her photo, something. Yeah.
If you Google the name, it's just article after article of people freaking out trying to find
okay,
her.
Okay, so are you picturing a Paula Deen? Because I am.
Oh, yeah.
Linda looks like Paula Deen.
Maybe a little older, though.
Okay.
Like, but yes, I am
picturing. Well, damn, Paula Deen's like 80. No?
Is she?
Oh, she's been eating butter a long time. She's old.
I'm only picturing like young Paula Deen that used to be on TV and the Photoshop version I see on the cover of her books.
Okay. I do feel like
I'm picturing like a little more grandma. Okay. A little more grandma. She embroiders for Christ's sake.
Paula Deen is Polly. I don't know. Y'all might know her sister's Paula Deen. Wow, I'm the worst.
I hear she was in charge of the music at the festival.
She is 75 years old.
Okay.
So Paula Deen is...
Is there a recent photo of Paula Deen?
Why does she look so surprised in all photos? Doesn't she, though?
She's been taught.
Hey, yeah. Is that butter?
Yeah, no, she's... I'm picturing somebody a little more grandma than Paula Deen.
But I feel like...
Paula Deen's been pulled tight.
She has, but she's also very trendy in the way she looks and stuff. I feel like Linda Skeens is probably got a short, high and tight haircut around the ears. Cut around her ears. Haircut every 6 to 8 weeks. Gray. A little bit more white. Yeah. She does wear a scarf around her shirt.
Yeah.
Loves a good print.
A little... She's definitely pear-shaped.
Oh, yeah?
A little bottom heavy, I think.
You think so? All the pie tastings? Dang. All right, listen, for real, y'all. We need y'all to send us, if y'all can find her, you have to send it to us.
Yeah, Linda Skeens.
This could put us on the map. You know what?
The podcast that uncovered her, maybe we could interview her.
People might not know who we are, but they'll know who we are when we find Linda Skeens. Imagine being known for that. The girls, it doesn't matter what you've been doing for 3 years. Yeah. Who? Influencers? Who? No, they found Paula Skeens. Dang it, Linda Skeens. I can't say Paula. Oh, God.
I can't. Paula Deen. I'm done on that one.
We should just name the episode Paula Deen.
Like, I'm dead on that one.
All right, well.
Well, in a less fun investigation, do you know who, when I say Mama Tot, who I'm talking about?
No.
So her name is Ophelia Nichols.
Okay.
And her handle on TikTok is ShoeLover99.
Oh, I like her already.
So she has almost 7 million followers. She is, when I tell you, probably one of the most pure humans on the face of the planet.
Oh, she has 7.4 mil.
Okay, well, a few days ago, she had 6.6.
Oh, okay.
So she is one of these people on TikTok, people will tag if anybody is feeling like makes videos where they're feeling sad or they're upset or somebody's hurt them. People tag Ophelia, and she would make videos, uplifting videos, inspiring messages. She called everybody her tater tots. So then people start calling her Mama Tot, and she is just one of the nicest people on the planet.
Can I hear how she talks real quick?
Yeah.
I need to get a little. Gotta do it. I just want to hear what she sounds like. Oh, here we go. Here's a good video, I bet.
Labor Day. I'm fixing to go shopping. But before I do that, I just want to show you something. So hold on. Okay. Before this app, I had no friends.
Oh.
Listen, that's a good one.
What is?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. What is it? TikTok. Oh. For 2 years now. 2 years. I walked this porch being authentic, despite what your email says, okay? Somehow in the middle of the night, I hit 6 million followers. I know. Thank you. I love you too, honey, and I appreciate you. But apparently, I need to advocate for myself, okay? I would like you, TikTok, to tell me, okay, Opie, Mama Tot, ShoeLover99, Ophelia, how I cannot be verified, but therefore other people can.
That's okay? not the video.
Because I can't simply get that answer. I have been on television.
That was a different one. You know who she sounds like, don't you? Dolly Parton a little bit.
She does a little bit.
Oh.
Well, she is, when I tell you, like, beloved.
Okay, well, let me follow her right now.
And the other morning, she came on, and she was obviously visibly a wreck, and she told everybody that the night before, her son was murdered. He was shot in a gas station parking lot, and he was 18. He was turning 19 the next day. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, obviously, horribly sad. I mean, I've never seen so many people come together for a stranger. Literally just, I mean, people were weeping for her because she's just that beloved.
Yeah.
And have something like that horrible. She's shared a little bit about her life. She's just had a hard life, but she's the most joyous, happy, loving person. And then to have something like that happen.
Does she have other children? Is that...
She does.
Not that it matters, but just wondering.
She does have other children. I think he was her youngest. Mm. I think.
Do they know what happened? Like the story behind it?
So the last that I heard, they have two suspects in mind, but nobody's been arrested yet.
But was it like intentional, or was this a wrong place at the wrong time?
Don't know.
Oh,
I guess it was like later at night, and he stopped at a gas station, and two people in a car shot him in, I think they said they shot him in the chest, and he managed to get back into his car and drive to like the gas station across the street.
Oh my God.
And then, and he died in the parking lot at that gas station. It's literally so sad. But she lives in Mobile, Alabama, which is where it happened. So
that is so horrible. Sad.
But there is a GoFundMe for her. So we'll post that to stories. Yeah. You know, if you want to share it, cool. If you want to donate, I've never heard cool. of her. When I tell you, she is like, she is so awesome. And she's like the real deal. You can tell there are people that have a shtick.
Yeah. That's not.
That is not her.
Aww. Well, I followed her. That is really sad.
Horrible.
I'll definitely be can't imagine. For her. No. God, no.
And she put out another post, I think it was yesterday, just like thanking everybody. Like she's overwhelmed with the messages. And she was like, I know a lot of y'all are worried that like the joy will never come back for me. And she was like, I'll never be complete. She was like, but I know one day I'll be happy again. She was like, I just need time. You know, and justice for my baby. So, yeah, very, very sad. Okay. So we got a lot of messages about the last thing on our list.
Yeah, we did.
And it was another thing that I had seen on TikTok from an influencer who actually received a PR package.
Okay.
So Daily Harvest, I guess they allegedly are having issues with, it's one of their recipes that I think is newer, like the lentil something or
the
another.
Lentil crumble or something.
Yeah. So these influencers who received PR packages started having like, I forget what a lot of their symptoms were. They were saying they were having like
gastrointestinal illness and potential liver function issues.
Well, they were basically describing like the feeling of food poisoning, like that kind of like gut pain. And then when they went to the, they would go to end up going to the emergency room and they were having like organs shutting down.
Yeah.
Like organ function issues, which is like horribly scary. And the common denominator was the lentil dish from their PR package. And so
they had 470 reports of it.
That's insane.
Yeah. And they said that the approximately 28,000 units of French lentil and leek crumbles product were distributed to people throughout the continental U.S. between April 2nd and June 17th. That is insane.
And so I guess they've been like gearing up to go public, supposedly.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And then Abby Silverman, the girl on TikTok, is that who you saw? Hers went viral.
What does she look like? Dark hair?
Abby Silverman.
Yep, that's her.
I'm just saying, listen to this because it's really, really important. About a month ago, I received a PR package from Daily Harvest. So I ate the French lentil leek crumbles, and you're going to understand in a minute why there's this fucking weird packaging thrown away in my trash. The following day, I started having extreme stomach and gastro pain and went to the hospital, the ER, in the middle of the night. When I was in the ER, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I had elevated liver levels, and then there was some bacteria in my urine. They thought I had a UTI. I gave me antibiotics for 5 days. I went home. The 5 days of antibiotics go by, and then immediately I started getting this pain again, but it was even worse, and I had 101.8 fever. So I went to the ER a second time. They literally tested me for
108
mono, gallstone. I had to stay overnight in the ER, and I literally had a CAT scan, a ultrasound, a vaginal ultrasound, and so much blood work done. They literally couldn't figure it out, but I still had extremely elevated liver level. For the last month, I still haven't drank. I'm seeing a liver specialist this week because we need to make sure that everything's okay. Before I went to the hospital the first time, I had taken a photo of the food packaging because that was the only thing that I had done different in my routine. Fast forward, I just got this email from their PR, but there is now an investigation going on into this product. And this was the one I ate. And just wait, I just started Googling the product to see if anybody else was talking about this. People have the same exact symptoms as what I was having. Elevated liver levels with no explanation. This person below, blood work, a CT scan, an ultrasound, and still elevated liver levels. It's so fucked up. So crazy. Story after story on this thread is the same. It's all the same types of symptom. And I was thinking just now, maybe when I got this, I got it a little bit early because I got a PR package. So maybe it was like before people really started to have all these symptoms because mine was a month ago. This is honestly so insane. Like, This post says that they're deleting things on social media to keep this quiet. This is crazy, and honestly, if the below is true, that is so fucked up. I have had to adjust my entire life the last month to deal with this, and part of me is grateful that I have an explanation of what's going on, because I've never had a health issue like this before until literally I ate this. That's the only thing that was different about my routine until I started having this issue.
That is so scary.
Scary.
So, well, they sent me something in the mail yesterday, a little card. So you're saying I shouldn't check them out?
The card? You don't eat the card.
No, Daily Harvest for like money off.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not going to be eating anything from Daily Harvest anytime soon.
No, I wouldn't.
So today, the CEO, Rachel Drury, put out a statement on their website. She said, I'm reaching out today to update you on everything that we're doing to get to the root cause of the issues that have been reported with our French lentil and leek crumbles. We're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to a week on this.
You are.
Uh-huh. You deserve answers. We have spent the past 10 days working with the FDA, state agencies, and multiple independent labs, as well as experts in microbiology, food safety, and toxicology to conduct testing. These tests cover common foodborne pathogens, toxins, and allergens. Results thus far have all come back negative.
Really?
At this point, despite consulting with numerous experts, cooperating with FDA's investigation, working with our supply chain, and conducting extensive testing, we have not yet identified a cause. I also want to reassure you that this issue is limited to our French lentil and leek crumbles and do not impact any of our 100 plus menu items. I recognize this is so frustrating. I am incredibly frustrated. In the absence of a definitive answer at this point, I would like to keep you updated on our process. You can go to their website and read through like the rest of it, because it's not quite lengthy. Yeah, but like,
it's not just frustrating, it's scary. That's scary. 108 fever,
right?
That's not frustrating, that is terrifying.
You have that for a certain number of minutes and you're brain dead.
Right. Like, that's a bigger issue.
Right. Like, you give me some diarrhea and vomiting for a couple days. That's frustrating.
Right.
My liver is no longer functioning.
I mean, hospital stays. Like, when she was going through, like, on her TikTok, y'all can go look at it. We'll post it on our stories. You can read the thread of what people were saying. Yeah. And
imagine not having, like, insurance and that happened.
Right.
A lot of influencers don't have insurance. So they get this PR package. They get their free meal of lentils. Yum.
French lentils. The French are assholes.
My bad.
Just kidding. That's what they say in Dumb and Dumber. Don't come for me.
French lentils and leeks. Like, let me enjoy this free meal to then lose my liver. I do like lentils.
Are you kidding? But now I might not eat them.
Okay.
Because that's really scary.
I like lentils too, but.
But for the purpose of this conversation,
if I'm losing my liver, it's not going to be over lentils.
We don't like them anymore. No, we are on a lentil strike. Period. End of story. Yikes, that's really scary. So if you've had any French lentils and leeks and anything like that from Daily Harvest, don't eat it.
Supposedly they've sent out many emails at this point, but they said there's still probably quite a few people that have not seen the emails and might still have it sitting in their pantry.
Somebody needs to go in there, knock on their door and be like, hey, this is Sue Ellen from Daily Harvest. Give me your French lentils.
Don't forget the leeks.
And the leeks.
Don't forget the leeks.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow. So that was this week in a nutshell.
That was this
or this weekend. Because I guess
you went to Backstreet Boys and I went to Amos Lee.
I did go to Backstreet Boys. Oh my God.
Did you love?
I lived out my childhood fantasy. The last time I saw Backstreet Boys in concert was in the 7th grade.
Really?
When they
were really something.
Yeah. We won tickets on the radio. It was their Millennium Tour.
Oh. Yeah.
So good. Let me tell you, they sound even better than what they sounded like before. They just moved a little slower. You know, that choreography had a lot of arm movement, you know?
Yeah.
But Robbie made a great point and said that's probably why they sounded better.
They're not out of breath.
Right.
I saw them in Tampa like 6 or 7 years ago. Me and some girlfriends went and it was really good. And I feel like, I think it was Jesse McCartney and who else? There was a girl that opened up with them too. Like a little
teeny
bopper.
Was it Delta? Oh.
No, I can't remember what it was now. But anyway, it was so good. It was such a good like throwback memory show.
And the way they put the set together was awesome.
Was it?
Because it was, they would have like a couple old songs that everybody knew, and then they would play something off their DNA album, which is the album they came out with like right before COVID.
Okay.
And so like some people would know that, obviously not everybody, but
right.
like they peppered in the new stuff amongst the old stuff. Like,
see, I'm not interested in like, the new stuff. Give me all the old stuff. Like, just stop.
But the new stuff was actually good. They had a new
album out. Same thing when I saw it in Tampa. And there was one song that I can think of right now. I'll have to play it for you afterwards that I actually did like. But again, I'm not interested. I need their old stuff. I want to live the old stuff. Like, the new stuff, it's just.
But I think that's why I liked their show. Because I've been to other concerts where it's like people have like old and new music.
Right.
And it's like a whole chunk of the show will be new that I like don't really know or I'm not interested in. Or I've been to shows where it's opposite. Like I don't know the old stuff, but I know the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do that. Like the show flowed really well. So no matter what you preferred, like
it was good.
It was good. It kept you interested because there wasn't like 15 minutes of
nothing
new music.
That's what I was going to say. As an artist, you want people singing your songs with you. So like as an artist, which I'm not, but I would love to be, I would definitely make sure my audience knew. As a matter of fact, I might even post my set list on Instagram so everyone could come super.
Memorize the order.
Right. I need everyone to be super prepared so we can have like a good old sing along.
Here's your homework. I said that when we were there though, I was like, I got goosebumps like at one point because they just stopped singing and everybody in the place was singing. And I was like, what like an incredible feeling that has to be.
Oh yeah.
I can't even imagine it.
I know.
And maybe that's the narcissist in me, but I'm damn, that's gotta be cool.
To have everyone there to like scream for you. And I mean, they've been around for a long time. That has to be like really, if you are a singer and you're performing on stage, you have to love that feeling. Like you gotta love that. So I'm sure for them, that's the ultimate reward, you know?
They talked about how old they were when they first got together as a group. Nick was 12.
That's so crazy.
12.
Know, that's crazy. And that's why they sound different.
And then so he was 12 and then Kevin was 23, I think, is what he said. He was either 21 or 23, and I'm like, imagine being like a 21 year old and you're in this boy band with a 12 year old.
That would be bizarre.
But it was great.
No, I loved them. Me and Shannon, Pop of Pippi, who we've talked about before, I love her. We went to go see Amos Lee and his concert was so good. It was at Deepak and it was,
I don't know,
great. Oh girl, he's good stuff. He sounded just like himself on the album than he does in person. That is so rare. But when I tell y'all, a lot of people message me.
Is he country or is he Christian?
Neither. He's the two genres that I usually see. he's more of like indie / like singer songwriter, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But he's like a James Morrison, a Matt.
Okay.
Like, yeah. But so many people messaged me on Instagram. They're like, I love Amos Lee. I'm like, I love that y'all know who he is.
I have no idea who he is.
I'll have to play you some of his stuff, but he's got some, oh my God, his voice is like me and Shannon.
His voice
kept
in
saying,
the clip that you shared on your stories. I mean, his voice sounds great.
Oh my God. Me and Shannon kept being like, it's incredible how he sounds. Like he does. It's just rare to find somebody that has like the vocal range for real life. You know what I mean?
Right. That like, sounds like they sound on their album.
Right. Yeah. It was good though. I mean, gosh. I don't know what's going on outside, y'all. My house is falling apart. My kid's doing something. I don't even know. We just keep hearing a bunch of banging.
He's got his police uniform on.
He does.
doing the damn thing.
God, he was walking around with his boxers. He calls them boxers. And he's walking around with his boxers on yesterday with his little police getup. And he's like going to everybody at his party. We're like, oh my God, this kid. I can't. He's something.
He is. He is very funny.
Oh boy. All right. Well, are we doing swipe ups? I don't know what that was.
Yes, I think we should do swipe ups and then go save your house.
Yeah.
Okay, so my swipe up is one that I have shared before. But it is never been a more pertinent time to recommend this product.
Oh.
And that is the Mega Babe Bust Dust. Because we are in summer. It is hot. We are clammy. And if you have some big titties, I know you know the pain of having having a wet bra, that under boob sweat. You never had that, Wendy?
Yes, I've had under boob sweat. Yeah.
Right. Well, then even you can use some bust dust.
I can use some bust dust. You right.
This stuff is like a miracle worker. It is like not heavily fragranced, is light, it's soft. You literally pump it into your hand, or I just got the Mega Babe body puff. And so it's like a giant powder puff for your tits, and it's great. Oh. You just pop it right on there and then poof, 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 right under your titties, a little nice. Bit in between the thighs, no chub rub.
Perfect. Mm, I could have used that when I was pregnant. Dang. Nice.
Anyways, I'll try it. You need it.
All right. So mine, I shared this in my stories a couple weeks ago, and I have randomly like picked it up at Ulta, but it's the Deep Cleanse Brush and Sponge Cleansing Gel.
Is that the Real Techniques?
It's the Real Techniques
yes,
one.
Their cleaners are good.
It is bomb. This is like a gel, and I cleaned all my makeup brushes with it. And usually I have to put some like elbow grease, you know, and really grind them in. Mm-hmm. No, not that. Like I literally put it in a little dish, swirled my brush, rinsed it.
And it was gone. Clean.
It was insane. Nice. Yeah. And that's, I cleaned all my brushes and it used a little, well, like a third of it.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
No, you have a
it
lot of
like
makeup brushes.
$6.99.
Yeah.
It was so cheap. I could not get over it.
Nice.
Anyway, that is my swipe. I don't know what's wrong with me, but we didn't sing it all this episode. I don't think we did.
I sang a little bit.
Well, I didn't. So that was mine. It's my swipe. We need to have a little jingle for swipe ups. I don't know what the jingle
will be. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay, so next week is 4th of July. So that was the fireworks.
He just walked in and said, love you, and then shut the door.
Yeah. Better than saying something worse, you know?
Absolutely.
Anyways, next week's 4th of July. We are still going to have an episode. It'll just come out later in the week. So we hope you all have a safe holiday. Yes. Short work week. If
one
you
of my
have
clients
one,
told that. Me that 4th of July is popping around the EMS, what am I talking about? EMS and hospitals. She's like, people
I'm
get
sure,
crazy.
Because you have all those morons setting off illegal fireworks the way they shouldn't.
Well, I don't even know if it's just the illegal fireworks thing. It's the rednecks making the fireworks. Because that's how we used to roll.
Never mind.
You get a little bit of that Budweiser in your system and stuff starts blowing up.
Oh, shit.
My dad blew up they used to put balloons and they would fill them up with gas, different gases.
Stop it.
Swear to God. And one year we were in the pool and my dad had a balloon under his arm and my uncle had one and they came together. They didn't know it was going to explode and it blew. Do y'all know my dad had a piece of balloon in his ear for years? My uncle had to go to the hospital because he blew his whole arm up. Ask my mom about it when we get done recording. It was the real deal. It was my dad's hair was all blown up. My dad had literally a piece of rubber in his ear for so, my dad kept hearing something in it. And finally, like years, like I'm talking 7, 8, 9 years, some damn balloon.
I'm actually in shock.
Don't be.
I love that you just called your dad a redneck.
Honey, 100%. If y'all only knew. Listen, I wish my dad could come on this show and just tell y'all, because he was the finest Rick North Carolina could ever offer you. I told somebody the other day, I think I actually told Shannon and Papa Pippi. I said, one day, and I have storied this a couple years ago, this story, but my dad sent me to Walmart and he was telling me to get, you know, like air freshener, candle, carpet freshener, a shower head, da, da, da. I'm like, I get all this stuff and I called him. I was like, Dad, I cannot find a shower head, S-H-I-R-E head. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. He's like, a shower head. I'm like, what section is it in? And he's like, the bathroom section. I'm like, a shower head? He was saying a shower head. He's like, yeah, shower head. I'm like, oh, God.
And you have a Southern accent, so.
Oh, but he had like.
It was like thick.
It was thick.
Nice.
Bless. All right, well, have a safe and happy 4th because in my neck of the woods, it's been crazy in the past.
Don't be blowing each other up. No gasoline balloons.
Don't do gas balloons, y'all. It will not end well.
And also, think about the doggies. Don't do too many fireworks. You know? Just a few.
And please watch the Back It Up, Terry video. And that's it. You know what I'm talking about? Back it up, Terry.
No.
Spencer.
I don't know
all right,
what
well, we
got to
go so I can start this video.
All right. We have our hotline. Call in, text in anytime. You can vent. You can ask for advice. Whatever you want. 919-867-6776. You can join Patreon for bonus episodes every month. Patreon.com/swipingup. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us words of affirmation. We love you so much. See you next week.
Bye.
I'm scared what you'll think.
Bye.
So I let you think I'm perfect. It's working. Whoa.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.